Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Carrie Buds joins us on the phone now. Carrie, what do you think of this bin idea? Good, bad?
Hi, I think it's a good idea. And yes. It's a loving gift for your wife.
A loving gift, yeah. You'd be delighted to get it, would you, Carrie? Yet another electronic bin?
We've been looking at camping compost toilets, so it's right in our wheelhouse.
Okay. Thanks for chatting to us, because obviously staycations, camping, all kinds of Irish holidays are in store for us this summer, because let's face it, it's very hard to get out of Ireland. So people are maybe looking for a different way to do it. And a lot of people have a sort of a misty-eyed dream of getting a camper van. And I've always wondered what it's like to actually have one, just how, you know, I'm not terribly practically minded. I love the idea of it. So I love that you've brought out a book called Camping Soul Food, which basically ties in the practicalities of camping and camper vanning, but also some nice recipes in there, because you always end up just eating burnt sausages.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we've loved camping and camper vanning for a long time. Actually, our wedding car was a camper van, a cool VW T2 camper. So it was one of a pipe dream of ours for a long time as well. And we actually bought our camper van about 5 years ago. And it needed a bit of TLC at the time. So Malachy, my husband, he's become a chief wannabe mechanic and figuring out bits and pieces of how the engine works. It's vintage this last year. It's a 1990 Volkswagen T3. You know, just high top. Those high top ones. So
yes.
It's absolutely, like, we've learned so much in the last 5 years from loads of different things that we've learned along the years. From, we have an awning with it as well to make a bit more space, and we've learned that if you're camping at all, if you're bringing a tent or anything that needs to be put up in the campsite, do it before you leave the house. A couple of practice goes with your partner, because
Smart.
We think it should be a pre-marriage course. And if you survive that, you survive anything.
I think if I was to go camping like this, I have been lucky enough, because I kind of do a lot of motoring stuff, and I've been lucky enough to be given cars to test. And one of the cars I got to test was a camper van, but it was 2-3 years ago. It was a brand new camper van. It had like two floors. You could sleep up, and there was a way of sleeping upstairs, whatever.
But we took it to the Euros.
We did take a version of that to the Euros, exactly.
Yeah.
And California, the Volkswagen.
That's right,
California.
Yes. And the thing about that is, like, I was like, this, you know what? I could make this work. And then you look at the price and you go, yeah, because it's like, I don't know, 70 or 80 grand. Like that. Surely the one you got 5 years ago was not that kind of money.
No. So ours, like, we're just a family of three, and it's a really, really simple camper van. Like, we love it, but it is nothing like what you guys brought to the Euros at all. And I do know that, like, the camper van market is probably, it's gone crazy now. It's really just taken off. But, the thing is, you don't need a really expensive, elaborate camper van. It depends on what you're into, I suppose, but you don't need one to really enjoy all the luxury of camper vanning. Like, there's a lot as well. If anyone listening is thinking about, you know, getting into the world of camper vanning, or maybe doing a conversion, there's loads of groups online of people actually just taking on the conversion of a van into a camper van, to just, you know, just so they can get on the road and get out. And like what we do with our camper van, it's brilliant for holidays, and we spend weeks away during the summer, but it's also fantastic for like day trips or weekend breaks. You get to see so much. There's some brilliant facilities and campsites in Ireland as well. It's a really reasonable pricing wise holiday. And like when it comes to the weather, we think the weather is worse, I think, in our minds than it actually is.
Let's dig down into some of the practicalities, Carrie, because I suppose the first things that come to mind, you think camper van, toilets and heating. So how do they work, and is it gross?
No, we don't do an awful lot of wild camping, because there's so many campsites around, so we usually go camping in a campsite. And like I said, the facilities are usually really good. A lot of the modern or bigger campgrounds will have their own toilet facilities in them, but we use the on-site facilities for showers and toilets and that kind of thing.
But
you just go with it.
The grey water and all that whole area of, you know, if you rent a camper van, you have to find somewhere to empty out the toilet stuff, and that's what kind of puts people off a lot of the time.
There's a lot of that kind of don't look each other in the eye as you're wheeling your little blue box.
Carrie, one of the things, and this is probably where you can kind of correct me if I'm wrong, but my kind of perception, my fear of a camper van is those nights when you end up sleeping in your car for whatever reason, you know, you're at a festival, you can't find your tent, but you know your car, whatever it is. And you wake up and the entire inside of the car is drenched in condensation. Yeah. I just have a vision that if you sleep in a camper van, that's what you're facing up against.
Like, honestly, that doesn't happen. You might get a little bit of condensation, but that's it. Like with our van, like I said, it's a high top, so there's loads of space. You crack a window a bit. It's so warm. Like, the inside is insulated as well. So it's really snug. You don't even need a sleeping bag or a quilt, or like a blanket or two will do you.
Right.
And like, it's really, really super comfortable. I think that perception, maybe like sleeping in your car, there isn't really a comparison between sleeping in the car and sleeping in the camper van, I wouldn't say anyway. Like, I've done that myself before, and like, the camper van is, it's so comfortable.
How much does it cost, Carrie, to stay in one of the camper sites? And do you have to book way in advance? Or is everybody clambering for the same spots?
Yeah, so before everything changed in March 2020, we were really fly by the seat of our pants type people. And on a whim, we'd take off for like a weekend, and it was really easy to book a site. Well, you know, except for peak times. At the moment, you have to book almost now for in the summer. You'd really need to start looking now if you wanted to book somewhere. Now, that's not the way it normally was. And I suppose everything is kind of up in the air still. But there are, there's loads of campsites, and they can range in prices from, I suppose, €30 up to €40, €50, €60, because you can add-ons like electricity. So we get electricity with ours because we can plug the camper van in. If you have a tent, you might need that, for example. But there's loads of different versions. And like, places we stay, you have, like in Loch Derg, for example, we stay in Mount Shannon. You have a lake there, which is basically like a swimming pool. You can get up every morning and just go swimming. Mm. Like, they have a diving board. There's loads of activities nearby. You know, it's great.
It's Dermot and Davis. Today FM, we're talking to Carrie Buds, who's the author of Camping Soul Food. Also, Carrie, you'll know from Mind Yourself Now, she often visits us in that one as well. Talk to us about the food a little bit, because again, yeah, like as Dermot said at the start, you kind of have this thing of like, we'll bring something now as we go, but if you're away for a week, you're going to need to start cooking, and everything is a burnt sausage over a terrible barbecue or something. So where did the book come about?
Yeah, so that was one thing, like I said, we learned at the start, it was either sausages and burgers or pasta pesto, like that was kind of what we ate. And I have a background in personal training as well, so I was like, where are we going to eat our vegetables? Like, how are we going to eat fruit and get these things into us? So that was where the idea came from, just to try and have some varied recipes. But with every recipe we have, you either can cook it on the barbecue or in one pot, because we in the camper van, we have a two-ring gas hob, but for a lot of people they might have that single ring, you know, like a little gas cylinder ring. So the idea was that you make it as easy as possible for people to have good food. You don't have to bring like loads and loads of stuff. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting meat maybe on the Monday, and by Friday it's turned, so that you can use things that you can bring with you that last for a while, that the kids will eat as well. That was another big one too, because that can be a tough thing as well. But we tried to keep it as simple as possible, have a good bit of variety, meat dishes, vegetarian dishes, desserts, even like popcorn, pizza, things you might think you could be able to make if you were off camping. So that was really the idea. To make it as simple as possible.
That's all in the book, Camping Soul Food.
Yeah, exactly. And the soul, there is music in it as well. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen the book yet, but there's QR codes with every single recipe. And you can basically scan that code and it'll bring you to a playlist of soul music.
Oh, that's cool.
So Malik, my husband, he runs a bar in Galway. He's really into music. And I think, as well as being a wannabe mechanic, he's a wannabe DJ too. But he loves all soul music. And it just matches perfectly with cooking outdoors. It's perfect music to listen to when, like, the sun is going down and your friends are around drinking beers. It's really nice. Yeah,
you have a 9-year-old. How does she like it?
She loves it. Now, I will say, when we got the camper van 5 years ago, she was 4 and said, "Oh, that's so cool! We can drive right up to the door of the hotel in the camper van." So
she'll go far.
To come around to it. Yeah,
that's so great.
She loves it. Like, she really. We actually got a dog, like a lockdown dog as well, and he comes with us too. So his name is Gizmo. So like, she loves it. She loves bringing him, sitting in the back of the camper van with him and going off for day trips.
Well, that's one of the benefits, isn't it? You can chuck the dog in there. You don't have to worry about kennels or whether hotels are going to take the pets.
Exactly.
You mentioned pre-camper van, you did a lot of camping. Did you do any wild camping?
We would have done a little bit, but again, we usually stayed either festivals or we would have stayed in campsites as well, just doing trips around. Very little wild camping. I don't know, we just never really got into it. Maybe it was that whole like toilet shower accessible stuff that we could have nearby.
Well, someone actually asked, Carrie, they said, how do you think you can balance leaving no trace with wild camping in Ireland, as we do not have enough dedicated camping spots for free, they say. Last year was a nightmare for rubbish being left in the wild, says the person.
Yeah, I know. I think, to be honest with you, people, there is a lot of problems around like refuse areas where you can actually get rid of rubbish. But just take it with you, like take that responsibility. Leave no trace is one of our main ethoses for camping. Mm. Just take the rubbish with you and find somewhere to bring it, or bring it home. Like bring something that, with you that you can seal, and take the rubbish home with you. You have to take responsibility for that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, people have massive wheelie bins in their gardens and they generally have a car somewhere near them when they're heading off. Why people can't put their rubbish in their car and then pop it in the wheelie bin when they get home. I think there's a disconnect that once we've finished with our food or whatever it is, suddenly it's someone else's problem.
Everyone needs a loamy. They could be composting their rubbish left, right and centre.
Yeah. Said next to me, said, tell them to bring the compost bin.
Someone says, what about caravans, Carrie? Have you any experience of them?
Not really, but we have a good few friends who have caravans, and my sister I know is looking at getting either a campervan or caravan. She's tossing up between the two. There's benefits to both. Like with the campervan, with our campervan, if you need to move from your plot or your site, then we have an awning, like I said, so you can leave all your stuff in there. But if you only have a camper van, you have to secure everything and then drive off if you want to go on day trips. With a caravan, you don't have that. You just like unhook it and then you can drive around
but
it's easier then to maneuver around with a camper van usually than it is with a caravan. So it's just an idea. You can probably get more space if you have a bigger family. A caravan might be a better option, and they often do have like a built-in bathroom and shower and that kind of thing.
If people are curious about getting a camper van and maybe seeing what's out there, do you know any good sites? You mentioned some kind of message boards and stuff that people use. And then also, is there an app or a website that you can go and check availability of sites if people want to rent one for a weekend and then head off and test it out, as it were, for a long weekend or something? Is there a website where you can go and see availability of spots around the country?
There is, but I actually can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But if there are people who are looking and they just wanted to get some advice or some information, there's a couple of places they can go to. There's a Facebook group called Camping with Kids Ireland. That's definitely one I would say that people check out. There's just loads of, it's like a question and answer forum. People are selling and buying on there as well if they have like tents or camper vans and that kind of thing. And it can be really useful. Just people are great for sharing advice. It's like being in a real campsite and just asking questions.
Camping with Kids Ireland on Facebook.
Ireland.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
okay.
That's just a starting point. At least you can start there, and they do share lots of information, or like things that are being sold that week in Aldi, for example, that could be useful to bring with you, and they share a lot of stuff. There's also, if people are looking at renting a motorhome, there's Pat Horan Motors as well. They could check that out. We're actually doing a giveaway with them at the moment. They're putting together a goodie bag to give away with our book. They're on Instagram and Facebook as well.
You're on Instagram too. You're at Camping Soul Food on Instagram.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, at Camping Soul Food. Yeah, so if anyone wants to find out like more tips or where they can buy the book, we're in a lot of local shops around Ireland, like gift shops and bookshops and that. They can take a look at it there. And actually, we started our campaign on Indiegogo. That's how we managed to get the book. Yeah, exactly.
Indiegogo's the future.
Yeah, it's the future, and it just made it risk free for us.
Yeah,
and made sure that we could create the book and print it and everything in Ireland as well.
That's brilliant.
That was important for us.
Well done, Carrie Bowles, author of Camping Soul Food, and at Camping Soul Food on Instagram. Enjoy your summer in the camper van, and we'll be keeping an eye on you.
Thanks, Mill guys. You
all
too.
Right, Carrie.
Day.
See you, Carrie.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Dermot and Dave listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.